I was once at a work meeting. And the thing was, before you started the business of the meeting, we did a go around and people got to know each other. So I think the idea was it isn't all about the work. Maybe try to develop some feelings of family, of friendliness. The corporation wanted everyone to feel this. It didn't always seem exactly true. But anyway, we're doing a go around. People give a weather report, say how they're doing. And then sometimes we played a little game. And one of those games was the question, if you had a superpower, what would the superpower be? And why that superpower? Why did you want to be invisible? Or why would you want to fly, etc.? And it made me think of this whole world that we have of stories about superpowers. And it can be fun. I don't know about at a work meeting, but it's interesting for me to consider. And I actually did love hearing from my colleagues what superpower they wanted, or at least what superpower they felt safe enough to say that they wanted during a work meeting. There's stories about the ancient Greek gods, the stories about Hercules, our modern day Superman, or the X-Men, or Harry Potter. There's just so many great stories that we tell ourselves about having some kind of power that most people don't ordinarily have. Why do we think of ourselves that way? Why aren't being able to see and being able to hear, why aren't they superpowers? They're amazing things to be able to do. But even if somehow you accept that seeing and hearing are superpowers, I don't think they're the most amazing superpower that we all have. I want to say right here and right now that creativity, to me, is an amazing superpower, and we all have it. And that's what I want to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. I know there are many people who don't think of themselves as particularly creative because they can't draw well, or they don't play any music, or whatever their reason is. They don't think of themselves as creative. And yet, everybody dreams at night. We all dream at night. And that's all you need to know in order to feel incredibly creative. Everybody goes into REM sleep at night. That's the stage called rapid eye movement. So we're actually seeing and hearing things. I guess we don't move our ears that much, but we can see and hear even though our eyes are closed and our ears are not picking up any particular sounds. Although I guess, you know, if there's a sound in the room, you might incorporate it into your dream. But the person who's talking to you in your dream, perhaps they're even dead and there they are talking to you. Those kinds of things are amazing. Even if you don't remember your dreams at night, you still do dream. Everybody dreams. The dreams are easy to forget, but if somebody wakes you up during the REM sleep, you will remember a dream. If you train yourself, you can put a tape recorder next to your bed or a journal and a pen. You can train yourself to wake up just after a dream, and you don't move. You just lie there in the position that you awoke in. Slowly grab your pencil and pen or whatever it is, write down the dream. I remember I had one dream when I was doing this. I wrote down the dream and I wrote the same line over and over, like I didn't move my hand down the page. So there was like 15 lines just written one right over the other. I couldn't read anything in the morning. So if you do put in the practice, you can remember quite a few of your dreams in quite a bit of detail. And of course, there's many aspects of dreaming to talk about, what they mean to you, how do you interpret them? Are they real things that happen outside of your body? There's plenty of things to discuss. But what I'm aiming at here is to get you to realize that when your mind doesn't have the normal day-to-day ego considerations of maintaining your personal self-image, you are an amazing storyteller. You are telling stories with your dreams, using the materials that are in your mind, the materials of your lifetime. You're being creative with whatever stuff is stored in your brain from your entire life. And then you can add to that getting in touch with archetypes. And us humans, we have quite a bit of material available to us when we weave a dream in the middle of the night. It's a fantastic way to be creative. And that's what creativity is. Creativity is taking all the things that are already here and arranging them and rearranging them in ways that they haven't been before. That's what creativity is. It's not like you can invent something completely and totally new. There's nothing new to invent. There's just ways to rearrange what's already here. So if there's some aspect of your life that you're feeling like you're in a rut, you're not really sure what to do, be creative. Be creative with your life itself. Being creative doesn't necessarily mean creating some artifact that you can hang on the wall or that you can sell in a gallery. That's certainly part of creativity, but I think it's a small part. Being creative with your life itself, that's what I would be after if I were you. Creativity can be a vehicle to ride more deeply into the present. Because in order to rearrange the elements that are already there, you have to be present to see them, to hear them, to feel them, to receive them into your heart. You have to be able to allow the part of you that creates dreams to function in you while you're awake. I'm not talking about daydreams. Daydreams are a dime a dozen, and that's just running some story in your head. I'm talking about being creative with the very elements of your life, and you have to be quite present to notice them, and even more present to get out of your own way and let your dreaming mind function. Allow yourself to become more creative. The world needs all of us to be as creative as we can possibly be. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.